Achieve greater success with personal branding in 5 steps. In today's competitive job market, and with the constant barrage of social media promotions, standing out can be tough. But by developing a strong personal brand that showcases your strengths, you can leapfrog ahead of the competition. For example, in Palo Alto, California, Hillary Freeman, a Black woman, aimed to join the city council. However, locals mistook her for a volunteer because of her race and lack of political experience. To tackle this, Freeman and her team revamped her image. They positioned her as the face of new leadership for the area. This strategy worked wonders, leading Freeman to a decisive victory on Election Day. To reach your goals like Freeman, you need to know how people see you, your brand. It's like your reputation, showing others what you can do. When you manage your brand well, you have more control over how people respect you. This means more opportunities and success. Take charge of your career growth. Don't just sit back and hope your hard work gets noticed. Don't count on your boss to sing your praises. It's up to you to show people what you're worth. Whether you're aiming for a new career or want to climb the ladder at your current job, start by figuring out how others see you. Then, set a clear goal for the change you want to see. To build your brand effectively, follow a 5-step process: positioning, messaging, strategy setting, network building, and action taking. Clarify your goal and audience. Start with a clear goal in mind. This goal will shape the image you need to build to reach your objective. For instance, if you aim to move up from a senior management position to a vice presidency role, you must adjust your brand to showcase your leadership skills and values that resonate with the company's message. Avoid setting goals that require drastic personality changes. For example, if you prefer working independently, don't pursue a job that demands extensive collaboration. After setting a goal, identify what sets you apart from your competitors by following 3 steps. 1. Understand your audience. Figure out who you're aiming for and what they need. What can you offer to improve their lives? 2. Highlight your strengths. Jot down what you're good at. What unique skills and value can you bring to the table? 3. Know your competition. Find out who else is out there with similar strengths, ideas, or values. To nail that job or opportunity, you need to show why you're the top choice. Start by thinking about who you're trying to impress, like the company you want to work for. Then, think about what they need. Maybe they have problems you can solve. Offer a solution to these challenges. Explain how you can resolve the problem and why your approach will outperform your competitors. Keep your message sharp by narrowing down your expertise and highlighting why your solution stands out. To demonstrate your skills and expertise convincingly, present previous instances where you successfully tackled comparable challenges. While your positioning statement establishes your credibility, ensure you align the appropriate skills with the specific audience, whether that's the HR department or a prospective employer. Stay pertinent to your audience while showcasing your distinctiveness. Ensure clear, brief communication. When you're networking, you've got a short window to make an impact. You need a quick, clear message to help you stand out and be remembered. When you're developing your elevator pitch, remember your positioning statement guides your talking points. Organize your message into 3 categories. 1. What you do. You work in fields like engineering or marketing, using your skills to contribute. 2. What makes you compelling? Your unique skills are crucial in your field, enabling you to make important contributions. 3. Proof. You have credentials like degrees or awards that show your credibility, along with published work in your field. When introducing yourself, keep it short and clear. Just say what you do and why it matters. Like, I'm a lawyer who focuses on intellectual property. It's way better than going on and on with a confusing story about your past. When you've got your pitch ready, customize the evidence and examples for the different groups you're talking to. Highlight how you can help with their specific needs. Keep it straightforward. For your online networking profile, start with a catchy headline like Open Source Software Visionary or Strategic Intellectual Property Expert. Then, create a succinct summary to follow. When writing, aim for clarity and professionalism. Your goal is to be credible while showing your expertise using clear examples. Create a concise, engaging brand statement. To build a strong brand, combine your core skills with your personality and charm. To begin, create a list for each of these five elements that make up your brand. 1. Core values, passions, and goals. For example, City Councilwoman Hillary Freeman emphasizes transparency as a core value, aims to make a difference passionately, and sets a goal to become a motivational speaker. 2. Strengths. Identify your professional skills like business analysis or corporate budgeting. Then list your skills such as networking or team building. Highlight your area of expertise. 3. Personality. List traits that match your goals. Consider how others view you as a leader, colleague, or friend. Ask for comparisons to places, people, or animals to get an outside perspective. 4. Image. Think about the impression you want to leave. Consider how others see your appearance and personality. For example, Freeman chooses bold, confident colors to project herself as the new face of leadership and aims to appear trustworthy to her constituents. 5. Promise. State what you aim to deliver. Focus on the feelings you want to evoke and the overall experience people should expect from interacting with you. Summarize your response with key phrases. For example, Freeman, a fresh leader, blends business skills and community engagement with a warm, approachable vibe. What sets her apart is her ability to connect with people and her knack for problem solving. Get people talking about your brand. Now that you've got your brand message down, it's time to spread the word. When others back you up, it's like having your very own marketing squad. They help get your brand out there and build up your trustworthiness. For example, when you need back surgery, you'd likely sift through various doctors, checking their reviews and getting advice from others. Yet, in the end, you'd probably rely on a recommendation from someone you trust. Focus on getting solid recommendations for your brand, starting with the folks closest to you. Your immediate coworkers are usually the first ones potential employers call, so make sure they're in the loop about your current image. To broaden your reach, identify people in your network who can introduce you to your desired audience. Seek out those whose recommendations carry weight and can give you an edge. When you've identified key players, focus on forming solid bonds with them. Start by finding common ground, like shared interests or hobbies. Casual conversation helps people feel comfortable and connected. Don't make it all about you. Keep relationships balanced by offering value in return for any help you receive. Stay in touch, updating them on your progress and any changes in your plans. And don't forget to show interest in their lives too. As you expand your network of influential connections, don't forget the power of building strong bonds with the right people who can help your brand grow. It's about striking a balance between reaching out to new contacts and nurturing existing relationships that can open doors to your target audience. Activate your brand. To bring your brand to life, start by closing any gaps between how you're seen now and how you want to be seen. Let's say you aim to be a team player, but people think you prefer working solo. You need to bridge that divide. Get feedback from others about your current brand and how you can improve it. Jot down the traits that might be holding you back, and then find ways to change. When planning how to communicate your brand, make sure to tailor it to your goal. For instance, if you want to advance within your company, focus on connecting with key people who can help you. Identify who to talk to, determine what to say, understand when to say it, and clarify how to say it. Break down your communication into 4 steps. 1. Validate your message. First, meet one-on-one with trusted individuals in your circle. Share your ideas and get their feedback. Then, tweak your message based on their input. This helps ensure your message hits the mark. 2. Connect with references. Talk to the people you want to use as references. Tell them about your goals and how you've revamped your brand to achieve them. Take their feedback on board. Finally, ask for their permission to use them as a referral. 3. Launch your brand publicly. It's time to get your brand out there for everyone to see. Use tools like a website or social media. You could even host an event. Make sure your key influencers are involved to boost credibility. 4. Deliver on your promise. Once your brand is out there, keep up the good work. Keep innovating and exceeding expectations. This will help you maintain momentum and show your audience that you mean what you say. For your rebranding kickoff, focus on communicating passionately and set some key priorities for the first 30 days. Imagine you're competing against yourself, so keep pushing towards your goal. Appear sharp, perform well, online and off. When you're out there representing your brand, make sure you show confidence, stand tall, stay positive, and treat everyone with kindness. Keep your business cards handy with your contact info and website. You never know when you might meet someone interested in what you have to offer. Ensure your social media profiles and posts match your brand. Use a friendly, inviting picture. Share 90% of your content about your business and skills, with only 10% about your personal life. Be careful about what you post since it stays online for a long time. Avoid sharing any images that clash with your brand. When you're progressing through the online world, stick to a few key platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook. But make sure your style stays consistent across all of them. Don't overdo it by trying to be everywhere at once. Focus on the platforms that match your goals and the people you want to connect with. Don't bend over backward to please everyone. Instead, highlight your top skills in a straightforward, confident way. Key points. 1. Take control of your career by understanding how others perceive you and setting clear goals for change. 2. Develop your personal brand through positioning, messaging, strategy, networking, and action. 3. Create a concise elevator pitch that highlights what you do, why you're compelling, and offers proof of your credibility. 4. Create a brand statement that combines your core values, strengths, personality, image, and promise. 5. Expand your network and get people talking about your brand by building solid relationships and seeking recommendations from trusted connections. 6. Close the gap between your current and desired brand by actively communicating your message and delivering on your promises. 7. Ensure consistency in your appearance, performance, and online presence to confidently represent your brand across various platforms.